Good morning. Joanne, are you with me?
I'm here. Yeah. That's where Betty was. I don't hear the music.
Somebody must be on with us if we don't have music. That's a real signal that something else is happening on this line. I don't want to tell you how much is happening on this line. My life just tripled.
Oh, God.
I just cannot.
Monty?
Monty, good morning.
Morning. Your way.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Was it something our way? That's all I heard.
How is it down your way?
How is it? It is raining. What's happening up your way?
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. We're back to the Northwest. Hallelujah. And you didn't get it as hot as we got it. We got out today. We got out yesterday just in time to miss a 102-degree day.
Wow.
Yeah. Dry heat. Oh, well, so much for dry heat. It's just heat to me. No, I'm just kidding, really. We had such a wonderful time we hardly knew, except a few times. You can ask Denny. He knew it was hot. But anyway, it was an absolutely incredible trip. Oh, my gosh. It's like I want to keep doing it over and over and over. It just doesn't, I don't want it to end. Well, it's not going to end, so. So I missed anything probably that you said about, because we were traveling, about the event down there or anything else that was on your mind that was exciting. Can you give me one point? I missed it all.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really on the call last week at all.
Oh, okay. I thought you were probably on Friday, so.
Nope, I absolutely missed it.
Okay, well, that happens. And everybody still survived. I mean, I think everybody's still on the planet here.
But one thing that I did get out of Pathfinder, I think it kind of rings around in my head a little bit, and I don't know who said it, but that is when you go to a function you go to an event by yourself, you go to learn, you go to an event with a team, you go to earn, and I
has arrived.
Saying that when we do the thing we should always be promoting, of course, is always the next event. And
uh-huh.
The more we can get our team members to come with us or go, that we're there for the purpose of building an EKIN business and in turn teaching them that principle of bringing
yeah.
their team members, which in my opinion is very, very important. There's always a gold nugget somewhere. And if you look hard enough for it, you'll find it at any particular event. And I think that's the one thing that I took out of this event was, even though it was had to go all the way to Texas and incur all, whatever we all had to incur or enjoy or whatever, that there's always benefits somewhere, so that we just got to find it. And it will be
yeah.
there in front of us.
Yep. Yep. And the more we put out, the more we get blessed. That was another one that I picked up. I had I got on the plane and Denny was a little bit behind me. Well, what it was, he was putting two suitcases overhead, and about then a lady came by and she wanted the seat near the window. She says, "Is that seat taken over there?" And I said, "Yes, it is. My husband's sitting in that seat as soon as he gets him, you know, everything organized here." Oh, I guess he'd gone back to the restroom is what it was. And so anyway, she says, "Well, can I have this seat on the outside, you know, next to you?" And I said, "You most certainly can." And boy, were we ever a fit. We hardly talked, really. It was just about, close to the end when we got into some deeper conversation. But, you know, she said some things to me. I know what it was. I've got to go get the book, too, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing right now instead of playing with pulling shreds of paper off the top of the...
Mary Lou has arrived.
Off the top of the KBB jar. I always try and scrape off those little things so they don't get knocked down into the drink mix. And so I was doing that. Detail. So anyway, she's sitting there and she says, I said, I got to get one of the magazines because I waited till the trip home so I wouldn't be tempted to carry it with me because I found something profound in it. And she says, and I hadn't said that. Oh, yeah, yes, I did, too. I did say that. And she says, oh, well, I can tell you what page you want to go to. You want to go to the page that says, what does it say here? Just a minute. Good morning, Mary Lou. It's good to hear your voice.
Okay, hi.
Even if it's recorded there. Anyway, let's see. One of them I've got highlighted. The other one I don't. I'll get on the right page here. It was the airline magazine out of Southwest Airlines. And then Denny just had a wonderful experience and said about 5 minutes ago, and he says, boy, I'd like to have that lady in my group. I thought he was talking to one of our long-lost friends back on the East Coast. Not lost. They're not lost. Anyway, but it was somebody that worked for American Express, and boy, did they run him deals this morning. I kid you not. We had really, 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 really bad service at the airport. And then Denny thought that the only way that it might get rectified for the next person is to get it charged back on the card because he refused to pay for it. Rude, obnoxious, ignorant, you know, and I feel sorry for the people that are doing it because they don't probably know any better. It's just, you know, that they don't even have the training. Anyway, so he got taken care of in the process of doing it. We came out like bandits. I mean, it was just unbelievable, all the stuff she did in our account, and I'm going, how does this stuff happen? It just keeps happening. I just, you know, I can't believe some of them. Anyway, the article that she told me about, she was just a wonder. She was just a wonderful lady. It wasn't one thing in particular that made me take up slowness for a month. Slowness. Why do we want to take up slowness? Well, because maybe we can be more effective. Living slow, family life. And I go, wow. And she had just gone into retirement not too long ago. She lives right here in Portland. She's a occupational therapist and works in hospice on top of it. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. Not so fast. Push notifications, pinging. Smartphones, PPP, pressing deadlines. If you think it's time to slow down, you're not the only one. And that was just a very short article. Slow Family Living, 75 Simple Ways to Slow Down. That's the name of a book. You have to read a book to slow down. Connect. Create. More joy. If Noel, that's the author of the book. If Noel can do it, anyone can. She and her husband, Kenny, live in Austin, Texas, of all things. What's happened to their kids?
Breaking up, Sean.
What was that?
I said you were breaking up.
Oh, I'm breaking up. Well, maybe it's because my head's jumping around here. Is that better?
Yeah.
I come in the door and that's what broke it up.
Oh, you came in the door, that's what broke it up. Deciding to be done. Done, that means that, at, you know, the end of the night, I'm not doing just one more thing. Decide that you don't have to do six things at one time. Emptying the dishes while you're doing something else, while you're doing something else, while you're doing something else. I'm finished for the moment. And then you can't bear looking at all the other stuff around you. And you know what? I should have read this last night because that's exactly what I was doing. I was just, when I get home, I just go from one thing to the other. Some little detail that I didn't get finished before I left. Some other little detail I didn't get finished before I left. Making eye contact. See how important
Loretta has arrived.
Making eye contact. Oh, my gosh. Eye contact, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking, as I read that, of course, she was reading most of the trip. Her name was Becky. Becky was reading most of the trip. I'm getting better with names also. One of my goals. Eye contact, little things like, perhaps your hand on another person's shoulder creates a moment that's too important to neglect. Doing the little things that are really meaningful. When you go through the course of a regular day, everyone's so busy, you sometimes don't even look at each other. Was clipped into that one. The next one is go outside and play. And, of course, in the Northwest now, we can do that. We could even walk in a drizzle. A little fresh air outside pulls you away from so many distractions inside. Is that the truth? Anybody ever feel that way when you walk through the door of the house and leave behind, you know, a pile of stuff that's still unfinished for you to go back and look at? But I feel that way. Because it's a big open space. And you don't have all the noises and all the sounds coming at you from all different directions, whether it's ringing phone or stuff going on in the background. You've just got a little bit of space around you. What do you need? What do you need? Ask your children, what do you need? Or anybody else, what do you need? In our business, what do you need to be able to make a decision? You know, that just, I think that's a great lead-in statement. Contains so much information when it comes back to you. A kid can be freaking out, a sibling taking part, a beloved Lego about something really trivial, in other words, she's saying. But what do you need? Let's get to the bottom of it. I need a little more time to myself increases the chances for good communication. And the next one, spend a nothing day for 24 hours. Give yourself permission to not consume a nothing day. That means you're not going out and buying more that dominates your life. Just couldn't possibly fix dinner without going to the store. Gee, do we not have a pantry? Do we not have something else that we can do? I was thinking about that one yesterday, thinking, oh, you know, if I just had some more fresh this, well, I can go out and probably pick the weeds right now, and they would work just fine. So there's always something that you can pull together. Slow sports, instead of the ones that just keep us going like crazy, you know, relish something that is just slower, gets us into a different thought situation than one that is just, you know, busy, 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 just at full speed ahead. People around you don't measure things by how much money they're making, but by asking, how does your life feel? I really like that one. How does your life feel? Don't you think that's a good one, guys?
Definitely.
I mean, it's not about just stuff or it or even money. How does it feel to you? How does your life feel? I mean, it's a deeper, I think it's a much deeper thought than a lot of times the questions that we will ask people. How does your life feel? And this lady, let's see if there's any other little ones. Oh, here's another one. The food also tastes better and fresher to you when you're, I got in the middle of it. I invite a group of family and friends to meet me at my local farmer's market one Sunday afternoon. It sounds obvious, but buying direct from a farmer creates a link between you and food. Eating it, of course, coming from the ground and if you know who's growing it because you've met the person, it has a whole different aspect than if you're just going in the store and picking it up and don't know anything about it except what they're telling you. Tastes fresher and better for you. A dozen of us return to our house to chop and whisk, bake and braise, and take our own sweet time preparing what turned out to be the most meaningful, meaningful meal I've had in ages. I'm skipping lines here. We specifically chose
has arrived.
Listed in a Slow Foods Arc of Taste. That's the name of another book, Slow Foods Arc of Taste. Oh, catalog, sorry. That's what it is. And at the top, the bold headlines reads, as the month came to a close, this is what they did for a month, slower time.
As the month came to a close, I felt a touch of melancholy. I didn't want to go back to jumping at every message.
You know, and we can still apply that to our business. It's that it doesn't have to be a rush. I mean, yes, we've got deadlines, and yes, we're pushing for some of those things, but it doesn't have to be in the chaos that we make it sometimes. I've got, you know, all five fingers point, four fingers and a thumb pointing at me when I say that, because so often I've told my kids, you're always in chaos, Mom. That's not the word they use. They use some other words, maybe a little stronger than that, but it means the same thing. You know, it's always an urgency, partially because that's my excited personality when I'm on a run and a roll and whatever. She's talking about a favorite tomato. I'm not going to go there. I've never even heard of it. I wish I'd spent more time surfing the internet, watching TV, shopping at the mall, or working at the office. What really gives life meaning, that's a pun, what really gives life meaning and joy are the simple, slow pleasures, like cooking and eating together, spending time with people. And, you know, this is part of the relationship that we cultivate when we know we've got somebody that we want in our business, and it may not happen today. We're not throwing them away, but we do need to go on to the next person, too. So, you know, it's a continual balance situation. That night, a strange, powerful storm blew into town and knocked out the electricity just as we were finishing dinner. Ruth laid out the bowl-dip candles on baking sheets, and she and Sebastian and I giggled through the blackout, using our flashlights as sabers, and making hilarious shadow puppets as we listened wide-eyed to the wind. Life itself goes on and on, but sometimes you get moments like these to savor. When time stands still, as if by magic, I suddenly felt it at my marrow. This moment and all of the slow-vember, is what she's calling it, really would matter a year from now, and maybe even much, much longer than that. Because there was something in life that she made the focus at the time, instead of, you know, multitasking and a dozen other things and rushing through it, and you've only got 5 minutes for this and 20 for that. And, you know, I thought about some of the things that happened while we were traveling were definitely in that category. I could work more of them into that category, I know. And, you know, I guess a big part of me just says undivided with the person that I'm with or the group that I'm with, not in a whole bunch of other places. Like, I don't like the interruption of the cell phone. I don't even need to see it, just to check it. Those kinds of things when you're giving full attention to somebody else. Because, you know, what kind of an emergency is it that you have to take even a minute out of right there where you are to take care of it right that second? I don't really think so. Not most of the time. Comments?
Well, I came in a little bit late, Char. This is Jeannie.
Oh, hi.
I wanted to find out where you're reading from, because that is so so apropos for me this morning. So, in beginning my week. So and in thinking when you guys were here, how you practiced that with me and with you know, the people that we met and talked to. So thank you.
Yeah, we did go over a couple of times, and I know I did. I remember coming back and saying, oh, you're all packed up, ready to go. I was chaunting through places and talking to a few people. It came out of, and I purposefully gathered, a second.
Mary Lou has left the conference.
It came out of the Southwest Airlines magazine, so I was going to clip it, and I think I can scan it in today. I'm pretty certain I've got that under control. And if I succeed in that, then I'll send it. I need to get the list together. I got a lot of needy things on my list. It's raining, so I think I'm going to stay inside today here. But are you still scheduled for a 102-degree day?
Yes.
Okay, so you got to change your shift, too, because you don't have to be at the...
I will probably be.
Has arrived.
And you can... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'll be indoors today, too, most of the time.
Well, the end of that conversation of the lady that told me to read the article when I picked it up, the end of my conversation time with her was really, really nice. I can't remember what led us exactly into it, but she said how her parents had put so much trust in her, and yet, and they never warned her about her behavior the way a lot of her peers were complaining about happening. She says, my dad was pretty soft-spoken, and he would look at me and he'd say, honey, just remember who you are. And I thought, wow, to say that to your children instead of, you know what time curfew is. And she said, you know, that went on long after I was of an age of, you know, really being accountable. Just remember who you are. And she said, you know, that thought has followed me all the way through my life. I used it with, she's got one son at home and the other one, one just finishing high school. And the other one is like 21, she said. And it was just, it was a great time. We exchanged emails. I just looked at her and I said, I don't know why. You know, I don't know what would bring us back in touch with each other, but are you up to just exchanging emails? She says, I most certainly am. Now, that isn't a stupid way of getting an email address. But I don't have an agenda either. Other than last night, something happened. I'll have to remember what it was right now, but that brought her to mind again, and I thought about her, and I would like to just say to her at this point, I so much enjoyed our short conversations yesterday, because she was reading, and I was reading, and I was working on some other stuff, and it just went very fast. How fast it went was when I walked back and passed where Denny was sitting, because we weren't sitting together. The plane was very, very light load, which was great. Sunday morning, the time to travel. I sat there with an empty seat next to me. Denny had three empty seats, and so he took up the whole row. And when I went back there, he jumped up and came out of the aisle. And I didn't know whether he'd been taking a nap or not. He said he had been, and I said, "Gee, I don't have my phone with me. I don't even know how much time we've got left." And he said, "I think we got about an hour, honey." And when I got back, as I was walking back down the aisle, the pilot announced, "Well, we've got about 30 minutes and we'll be on the ground early." And I thought, geez, the time went fast. See, I was going to guess it wasn't going to be an hour, but then I didn't know. I really, the time I knew had gone very quickly for me. But, time is of the essence. And even though we want to pack a lot into it, let's make sure we've got the right purpose and the right thing. And the name of the article, Jeannie, just to give you a heads up, it's called Not So Fast.
Okay.
And the bold headlines on the next page, it wasn't one thing in particular that made me take up for a month. And I think with me, go ahead.
No, you were a little garbled when you said that on the next other page. What was that?
Oh, on the next page it says, it wasn't one thing in particular that made me take up slowness for a month.
Oh.
You know, and I'm not just thinking dumping a whole bunch of stuff, which, you know, yes, I can sift through.
we were talking about how much you run down the bunny trail when you're on the internet. You see this and it takes you there. You see that and it takes you someplace else. Well, that type of thing is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
The purpose, staying on task, on focus, giving full attention to what you're doing at the time. You know, I'm still going to load the washing machine and not sit in front of it and watch it,
of course.
But there's other points that I'm trying to make, and I think you all understand what I'm talking about, that will make us more effective in everything that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people really like the pace that most everybody's living at. I don't think they like that rush, 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 no matter where they are, you know, in life. I know the group of young people that we got to sit down with that was, I was trying to not make it happen, quite frankly. If Denny hadn't pushed, I probably would have not made it happen, and it wouldn't have happened at all. I wanted to devote my time to Jeannie and Rick the last night we were there. Well, Denny squeezed in an appointment that we hadn't gotten to, couldn't connect with. Three young men that had been part of our lives, a fourth one, mother had been there the whole time because I met her back in, I'm going to say, 75, and it was in a store. And she became one of my closest friends for years and years. We didn't see each other a lot. We didn't converse a lot. But Vance was asked to do her funeral service, just to indicate the closeness. And she was living in Las Vegas when she died suddenly, at her other son's house when she went to visit the new baby. And it was, you know, pretty traumatic, totally unexpected. And we gathered in Seattle because that's where she had spent a good portion of her life, even though we had met here in Portland. She lived here for a number of years, but two of her four sons had lived with us. And three of them were there in Vegas, Phoenix. One was from Vegas, and he was there visiting. And we were going to rush in and rush out, and when we got there, it was, which reminded me of exactly what I'm talking about this morning, they said, we are so pleased that you would give us an evening of your time down here. I'm going, oops, I was just going to make immediate excuses as to why we had to leave shortly. Couldn't say it. I looked around there, and I couldn't say it, and I realized, the next morning, I kept thinking, why do these kids, most of them younger than my own, because they were just a niche below ours, all four of them, why do they want to hang out with us instead of, you know, people their own age? And the thought was right in front of me. What did they have the most fun doing? Reminiscing about what had taken place in their lives from the time we met their mother, including the bread. It was all over baking bread, grinding wheat and baking bread in a store. And that was what gave them joy. And when we left, the one that we've seen the least over the last few years said to me, he says, will you tell me a time when I can get all four of us together and our wives together and we can all come up and spend time with the whole family, all the kids, all your grandchildren, so we can put our families together? I mean, and the other two just chimed in and said, yes, that's what we want to do. That's exactly what we want to do. We just got, you guys have got to make it happen on your end for us, so we can do that. And I thought, yeah, here's a group of young people that really have some value to their life. I mean, really have some value to their life. You know, and yet they were texting me, thanking me before we even got to the next door. Or to the next morning, anyway. The text came in that evening. Thank you, thank you.
Can you remember to send me that recipe you mentioned? Because one of the things that had come up was, I remember the bread you and Mom used to bake. Do you still bake that, Char? And I said, well, I did the other day. Oh, man, I wish I could have some of that. And I said, well, hate to have to tell you, but it molded in the refrigerator for lack of interest in eating it. And the oldest one looked at me and he goes, what? How could that be? And I says, well, because I got a better recipe. And they all laughed and said, can you share it with us? Anyway, it was such a blessing to us, the entire trip. This is just one clip of it. Actually, just the last night clip, but we enjoyed our time so much being there. And, you know, I just expect to see marvelous things come out of the trip as a result of some of the, not we did, but the result of being at the right place at the right time and making the time to make it really meaningful. Not only to us, but hopefully to them. And we're at the end, and all I've done is just jabbered my way through this morning. But this article really touched me, and I think
one.
We really need to focus on letting the person we're in front of know that they are there at that time for that purpose. And that's where we're supposed to be, undivided, full attention, all of the above, and, you know, keeping to our time frame, of course, like I just didn't do because we're 2 minutes past. But any other comments about anything we should know? Starting, this is the kickoff of the week, and it's the end of the month already, and we're on to next month with the KVB being the highlight again, because we can chalk up new people and get free product working it right. We can also, we need to know that we have a launch. And as far as events are concerned, our focus should be significantly, more than significantly, at the top of the list and thinking, who do we know that needs to know a piece of what we know? Just a little piece. By getting them to that in one way or another, physically, internet, and if we know that that's not going to work, then we're going to catch them up on it afterwards, immediately, so they can take advantage of whatever is taking place, because I have not a clue. I know we're going to be excited, no matter what. We're going to be excited about what the company's offering, so.
Good information. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's our
thoughts.
Any thoughts on that last part?
I think the one piece is really important. You know, adding another piece to somebody's puzzle as they're doing their wellness journey, you know, so. And I think the KVB is a really good part of that.
I think that is, you know, and of course, here I go again, but this is the reason we're on the call. The KVB is the grandest opening right now to attach to the rest of the program that we can say always, 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 adding in, this may not be for you, but somebody in your life is struggling financially and could use additional income. And I don't want to leave this, no matter where you are in life, because somebody in your life I know right now is having a hard time. And it just might be them. And we need to talk about that later. You know, type thing. I feel so strong. Don't ever move that out. I did with the gal on the plane. I said, we've been blessed, you know.
have left the conference.
That was it. So anyway, we need to run and leave too. So you guys have an absolutely wonderful kickoff day for this last week of the month. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you. And everything.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sean. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.